Well, hello, it's Scarlett. Welcome to Hot in Arizona. I will say this right now, if you hear some weird noise, it's probably me shivering because it is freaking cold. I am freezing. I'm sitting here in a long sleeve shirt. It is so soft. Oh my gosh. It is so soft. It's like wearing a hug. But my nose is running, my throat is getting froggy. It's chilly. It is time to turn on the heater. During the day, it's not even hitting 70. And I know, if you're listening from some cold place, I don't want to hear it. Don't come at me. It is cold. I'm sorry. It is like down into the 50s at night, like the low 50s. Oh my gosh, it is 70 degrees in my house, and that doesn't really sound that great when I say it out loud, but it is cold. I am chilly. You know me and my YouTubers, right? YouTube, hooray. So I found this girl not too long ago. Her name is Cecilia Blomdahl, and I think she's Swedish, maybe. She lives in kind of a magical place. Where does she live? You're not going to believe this. You're going to be like, what? She lives in the northernmost town, or right outside of the northernmost town in the world, okay? She lives in a place called, she's right outside of Longyearbyen. I'm not Swedish. Longyearbyen. And I believe she lives in Svalbard. And they have just gone into polar nights. They have like 4 or 5 months of complete darkness. She was out at 1 in the afternoon with her headlamp on, out in the snow. It is snowing. She's got her shotgun because polar bears, I know you thought I was going to say Bigfoot. No, polar bears. She was making waffles outside in the snow. It really looked good though. It looked super yummy, but oh my God, I can feel the cold just watching her videos. And she's like, it's just like nothing, right? It's just nothing for her. Where she lives, though, is very beautiful. It is very different from here in the Valley of the Sun. She went back into her cabin. She and her husband live in a beautiful cabin right on this cliff overlooking the ocean. You can see whales out there. You can, when the ice does like cover it, you can see the polar bears out there. Reindeer. She's got a really fuzzy dog. But then she walked inside and she said something about Hygge. Now, have y'all heard of Hygge? Hygge. Some people say Hygge, some say Hygge, which I'm not really sure. I think mostly Americans and, you know, the British say it like that. But it's like the art of being cozy, right? It's a Danish word, and it means like coziness or feeling warm and safe. And it really came out big like in 2016. It was like all of a sudden everybody was talking about it. And it is just very cozy. I mean, her cabin was super cozy. Now, they lost power, which apparently it happens quite a bit. But they have this roaring fire, and of course she lit all the candles, and she's got this big comfy sofa, and oh, you just, then I wanted to be there. I didn't want to be there when it was outside. I'll watch, from thousands of miles away. But once she went inside, I was like, oh, I want to be there. I want to be inside where it's cozy. Because my house is cold. And we don't have fireplaces. I mean, not many of us. I don't know. I don't think there are many, not here in the Valley of the Sun. When we lived in Flagstaff, we had a fantastic fireplace. Oh my gosh, it was wonderful. But Hygge, it kind of, when you think of the colder months, that's when you kind of think about it. It just kind of lends itself to that. Even though it is really more than just being cozy and fireplaces and things like that. It is actually just a way of life. It is making a haven, some place that where you feel safe, where you can let your guard down. With everything, our lives now are just go, go, go. And we always have our phones with us. We are at everybody's beck and call. Honestly, your brain, your mind needs that downtime. And Hygge allows for that. So it's like making ordinary moments feel special. It's about creating a cozy and comfortable environment, maybe like lighting candles, or everybody has these wonderful big throw blankets and lots of pillows, and maybe having a soothing drink. It just kind of puts together that whole vibe, right? It's just a vibe. It's about an atmosphere and an experience. It's not really about things, but it's also setting up an emotional environment for yourself, and a social environment. Surrounding yourself with people that you love and that you're comfortable with, and doing things that you really, really enjoy doing. And that is something that you can do all year long, but there's just something about those winter months, right? When we just want to snuggle up, that we really think of Hygge. It's kind of funny, like, there's just been a lot of uncertainty and stress. Arizona, God bless us. I don't know what it is with our elections. Everybody else can like count their stuff up, and we just have a hard time counting. So everybody was up in the air for so long. And during times like that, we kind of crave predictability, right? That's why we will reread the same books over and over. That's why we will watch the same TV shows or the same movies over and over, because we like that predictability. It takes away the anxiety. We know what's going to happen next. And we like that sense of control. And Hygge can provide that as well by making these cozy, comforting spaces in our home. It's a part of self-care that we can kind of have some control during uncontrollable times. I think I do have a tendency to spend like more time in certain areas of my house. I like, my office and my bedroom. I'm not real big on my living room. So I think maybe I should get some more blankets and throw pillows, except I have that dog. I'm sure she would love more blankets and throw pillows. I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm going to do there. But I do think that it does just help us, especially through winter time when we do kind of stay in a little bit more. And like with those polar nights, when they are in the dark constantly, I can't even imagine that. I think I would go a little bit bonkers because I do need the light. I gotta have the light. I don't know. What do you think? Do you? Would you be okay to just, if I could just hibernate, if I didn't have to go about normal things, give me a nice big warm blanket in the dark and don't talk to me. But no, we can't do that. We can't do that. It's important for us to have nurturing social connections, right? And that's another component of Huga, is spending time with friends and family. And of course, with all the holidays coming up, that's what we're going to be doing. And so we want to present that to our family and friends coming over at those times, to have that warm, comforting space to come into. Huga is, they say that it's like an old Norse word, which eventually turned into the word hug. Totally makes sense, right? Totally makes sense. And they have shown that like premenopausal women who get more frequent hugs have higher levels of oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone or the love hormone. And it also lowers blood pressure and your heart rate. So having that virtual hug can do the same thing. And even like having certain scents around us, like, you know, aromatherapy, that also can induce relaxation. And when we are in a more relaxed mood, we can think better, we get along with each other better. And believe me, when you have your family over, you want everybody getting along, right? You got to reduce the stress. So what do you do? What can you do to kind of put in that self-care and make your home more welcoming and comfy? One of the things is mood lighting. That was the biggest thing that hit me when I saw that video, was just that roaring fire. And it's not a big fireplace, right? It's like some little metal fireplace thing that they have. But it was that glow and the candles that they had spread all around the living room. And just having that amber lighting is just amazing. It is amazing. If you don't like candles, you know, they have unscented candles. You can do unscented candles. Or if you just don't like lighting candles, they have the battery operated ones that are just as beautiful, still giving off that beautiful glow. You know, I was thinking back in the 80s and 90s, when I was working in an office and I was working in a cubicle, and that wonderful fluorescent lighting that gave everything the most disgusting. Just, what was that color? I mean, it just made everything like a gray green. I swear, it reminded me of like horrible B movies. It was just, oh, sometimes that'll make you sick. I'm so glad that I don't have to work in a place like that anymore. I love that ambiance, the ambient lighting. Even sometimes, like in my bedroom, my lights will be a little too much. I'll just turn on one of the lights in the bathroom and then turn off the rest. So I just get that glow. And that also helps to put you in a more relaxed mood. So it's easier for you to go to sleep. That's important too. Another thing is, you know, hanging out with your friends. Invite your friends over and make sure that you do have some nice little throw blankets. And, you know, I saw this ad that Michaels, they do classes in their stores, and they're not very expensive. I took a couple classes a while back, but they have one that I want to take. of they make the big blanket and it's crocheted, but you don't use hooks, you just use your hands, and it's got that big chunky yarn. Oh, I want to do one of those so bad. I would love to have some of those blankets hanging around. I think that would be so awesome. Get some blankets, some pillows, some of those beautiful throws. You can get really cheap throws at Five Below, and they're gorgeous. I was really shocked. But you want soft textures that are going to feel good against your skin. One of the things I love doing, like I said, I have this wonderful soft long sleeve shirt, and then I love putting on like my leggings. And I never was really one like for sweats, but I love just this really super soft leggings and the really buttery soft slippers that you can get at the Dollar Tree for $1.25. And you can get these things that just give you that hug. And it's not expensive. It's just wonderful. So grab your girlfriends. Everybody gets in their jammies. And another thing is, I was just talking about the aromatherapy or the scents that make you feel good, like lavender and orange. But what about using up your kitchen, right? For me, the biggest thing that says a winter stay is my crock pot. Crock pot comes out, it just makes everything smell so good. Or even just the stock pot, making soup on the stove. Oh my gosh. And then, maybe you're making cookies. Maybe you're making cookies or brownies, and it just fills the house with that warm, comforting smell. And the heat just makes your kitchen all cozy. Oh my gosh, I just love that. Just love that. You and your girls can just hang out on the couch making some cookies and some popcorn and ooh, and maybe some hot cocoa. Oh, that would just be like the ultimate. No pressure, just easy breezy, right? Hanging out, creating that hygge. That safe, warm space. I think it's fantastic. One big thing is turn off your phone. Just turn off the phone. The phone for me is like, oh, I do not like being at the beck and call of a phone. I really don't. Every time it buzzes or chirps, and I hate doing it. It's usually turned to silent. I will get to you when I get to you, unless I am expecting the call. But let me tell you something. I went to dinner the other night, and I was sitting there talking with the person I went to dinner with, and his phone started to ring. And he didn't look at the phone. I said, "Do you need to get that?" And he said, "No, I'm concentrating on you." That was the best thing I had ever heard, and I can't even tell you how long. That was awesome. And we need more of that. Because, I have friends that we will go out to eat and their phone buzzes or it rings. "Oh, I need to take this." Really? Because how old are you? And you're around my age. You spent most of your life with a phone that hung on the wall. It had a cord. You couldn't take it with you. How did you survive? So, personally, I'm putting in a new rule that when I do go places with people, if we go out to eat, first person that looks at their phone gets to pay the bill. I ain't paying it because I think that you should be present and speaking with that person and not letting that phone interrupt. I think that's just rude. And so when he said that, I was like, wow, that was amazing. That was so amazing. So if you're hanging out with your friends and you're watching a movie or you're just sitting around drinking hot cocoa and talking, turn off your phone. Be there in the moment. Relax. Let your mind relax. And enjoy that time with friends and family. Now, in this video that I was watching of Cecilia Blomdahl, she sat down on her couch and she said, you know, I'm going to sit here now and enjoy my book and my drink and spend the rest of her evening. And so she sat down with a good book, and that is going to bring us to what is hot in Arizona. Let me tell you something, we are heading into the holidays. It's almost Thanksgiving. Don't do the Black Friday thing. You know I am always shop small, small businesses, mom and pop places. Please, please help these people out. And reading is such an important part of our lives. Reading opens up entire worlds we never knew about. And I want to talk to you about another used bookstore that I went to called Dog-Eared Pages. It's in Phoenix. It's on 32nd Street. Dog-Eared Pages is in a sketchy little mini mall thing. Sure, there's an adult bookstore next door, but well, I don't know if they sell books. But but Dog-Eared Pages is over there in the corner, and at first I wasn't even sure if they were open. But you go in, very nice gentleman there named Tom, and he has two wonderful dogs that spend the day in there with him. First glance, it was so little, such a little place. And you walk toward the back, and you hang a left, and 75,000 beautiful books are awaiting just for you. I couldn't believe it. I mean, there was just row after row, and little nook, and another little nook. And you make a turn, it's a dead end. And you go back out, no, there's a couch, and there's a chair, and absolutely fantastic. And then there's still like 30,000 books in boxes that haven't even been brought out yet. What a wonderful place. I have to go back because we were only there not for very long. It really is a place you need to spend hours in. It is fantastic. It is just fantastic. Every book you can think of is there. He also has some very, 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 lots of very old books, some that are out of print. He's got rare books. He's got signed books, quite a few signed books, all different kinds of books. It was absolutely fantastic. Floor to ceiling, just amazing. Just amazing. You can go check out his website, dog-eared-pages-used-books.com. I haven't tried, but it does say you can order books online. His prices are fantastic. Oh my gosh. And not only are his prices already good, but up next to the cash register is another little room of books that are on sale for like $1 a piece. Some of them are old, some of them are newer books. It was really amazing. I was really shocked. I was really shocked. And so I picked up, you know, I was missing a book. I don't know what happened to it. Somehow it escaped my clutches, and it had to have escaped a long, long time ago. But I don't know what happened to my copy of the Iliad. So I got one from him. Beautiful. It was a beautiful book. It's got a beautiful cover on it. And then, of course, I got a Christmas book. Just everything that he had, though, was amazing. He's got cookbooks, of course. He had an area for like medical books, and then he had another like self-help, and then, of course, all the Western. Oh my gosh, amazing. It was amazing. And he is a really super nice guy. Fun to talk to. I could have stood there and talked to him, you know, for a long time. And we did kind of have to cut it short, but it was so worth it. Like I said, it looks a little iffy when you're in the parking lot. It's totally fine, though. It was a very quiet area. And he is open. He opens, I think, at like 11 in the morning. He's closed on the weekends. He's only open Monday through Friday, 11 to 4. So make some time. Go check it out. Do your Christmas shopping. Get the classics. I love that, you know, my kids have read all of the classics. I think that's important. Go and get the classics. Bring them home. Have them available for your family to read. You know, kids are more likely to read if you just have them available. You don't have to tell them to read them. Just put the books out there. They'll get curious. They'll read. Get out there and take and do your shopping there. His address is 16428 North 32nd Street. That's in Phoenix. Again, open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dog-eared books. And again, his name is Tom. And you can tell him I sent you. He'd love to see you there. I know. And I think it's important that we frequent these places, that we give them our money to help them stay alive. And so that we are not discarding more stuff into this world, into our landfills, and keep using these books up. You know, I decorate with books. I have old books that I actually decorate with, and all over my house. I'm afraid to read these books because they are so old. I don't like touching them too much. So, you know, even if you're just going for that with these old books, again, his prices are great. They are great. So get on out to Dog-Eared Pages. I just can't say enough about it. I love old bookstores. It's just a thing. Anyway, I hope that everybody has a fantastic week. Next week is going to be Thanksgiving. And so I think we're going dark that week so I can spend some time with my family. We're going to be cooking up a storm and kind of bringing in the hygge into our space. Stay warm. Remember to be kind. Leave a heart print. And to have a day. And make it a good one. I'll talk to you later. Bye.